All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You've got to, at some point in time, not deny fact, but rise above it. And start saying, you know what, I'm going to be healthier now than I ever been. As my age is, so shall my strength be. Are y'all hearing? See, when you understand truth, Word of God says, if you will say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and doubt not in your heart, but believe that those things you say shall come to pass. You shall have whatsoever you say. Come on, that's the Word of God. In other words, that's truth. You know, everybody gonna die with something. And you know, sometimes people get a certain age, they start claiming stuff. My arthritis, my diabetes. It's a fine line. Yeah, the fact of the matter may be. But have you ever considered the truth? Now, there's a whole lot of facts that surround us, but there's only one truth. Come on, I said there's only one truth. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the author and the finisher. He's the first and he's the last. He's the beginning and the end. He's above and not beneath. Come on, ain't no others like him. Hello? Praise his holy name. All right, let's continue on here. Tell somebody, the truth sets me free. You have to understand something. When you embrace truth, you begin to judge the facts. But you are not judged by the facts. See, it's truth that sets you free. It's truth that will confound a doctor. It's truth that will blind eyes that can see. It's truth that will silence your enemy even when you were wrong. It's truth that will give you favor when you know that person is out to get you. Truth will judge the facts. While in the meantime, you are not judged by any facts. Ah, that's the significance of truth. Tell somebody, truth sets me free. So our responsibility is to set our mind on anything and everything that has the nature of Christ. When you first start in an area of your life, of trying to restore, repair, regain, you know, whatever, it may initially seem a little difficult because you didn't get where you are overnight. And so there's no real presto changeo. But listen, when you start planting the good seed, like the song says, when you are patient, it puts pressure on the soil. That soil has to produce. But if you're not patient, then the soil doesn't. But when you focus and you are patient, all the days of my life, I'm going to wait till my change come. That soil has to produce, has to give nutrient to that seed to come up. See, the seed has to be sown in a good and patient heart. No patience. You got to have your mind fixed. Okay, it was 2 days ago. It hadn't happened yet. But Lord, I thank you anyhow. I'm praising and giving you glory because it's got to come to pass. Every day you are putting pressure on the soil, it has to produce it. It's time some of us put some pressure on the soil. But you put pressure on it with truth. The enemy can stand up against your opinion, your theory, your philosophy, but he can't stand up against you when you speak truth. Hello? Tell somebody the truth will make you free. You see these movies or these sitcoms, serials on TV a lot of times, and criminals are finally captured and they break down and they have to confess because they're living in torment. But when they confess, they finally get free. That's why people go crazy. They hold stuff, deceit, lies. Truth sets you free. Sometimes people are trying to hide their past because of a reputation. They just don't want, and people are adamant, and the pressure mounts so. But see, if you were just to put stuff out there anyway in the name of Jesus, you ain't hanging out all your laundry, but you ain't trying to hide anything. I don't care what they think. If you get it out there, it sets you free. But you walk around tiptoeing, having to say this over here and being careful, not say that over there, and maybe a little white lie over here because you're trying to hide something. Let the truth set you free. Let it liberate you. Let God take control. Okay, whatever you see, touch, feel, smell, hear, or taste can be changed by a higher order. The man of the spirit is not bound to the natural realm, though the natural man is. Tell somebody beside you, I'm extraordinary. I am not bound by natural law. You're not. If you're a child of the Spirit, you are not bound by the natural facts or natural laws. If you need a miracle, God can give you a miracle. He'll even rain on the unjust to show them that He is God. But this is our covenant right. This is our portion as children of the King, to live above the natural order. Jesus lived above the natural order as a man. He didn't do anything from his position of deity. He did it through the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The same Spirit that dwells in us was the same Spirit dwelling in him. He raised the dead through the Holy Ghost. He opened blinded eyes through the Holy Ghost. That dove that came and sat upon him. He suffered physically, just like we would, but without sin. So he did this thing as a man. So you and I can rise above facts. I'm telling you, there's a realm of the spirit that is not natural. It's extraordinary. And whatever you see, touch, feel, taste, smell, can be changed by a higher order. I'm telling you this morning, just like Jesus rose from the dead, you can defy facts and information. I'm reminded when we used to have our services on Avenue D for 8 years. 8 years, 8 years long. 8 years we could be out there every month on a Saturday night. I remember one I guess the largest altar call. I never used to count, but that night I had to count. There were 65 people at the altar. 65. One of the most notorious people in this city, they're going on to be with the Lord, came to the altar one night with a beer can in her hand, going to see what this God can do. And a brother that was just down there working with us, wasn't a pastor or anything, laid hands on her and knocked out. Got saved, got beautifully saved. Amen. Served with us about 5 or 6 years, and then the Lord took her home. Had a record longer than your arm. Men were afraid of her. I mean, men, grown men were afraid of her. She would cut you and shoot you. But God saved her. Come on. God did something more natural. Right there. Boom. That next morning, I'll never forget that Monday morning, she was at our door. What am I going to do now? Well, where do I go? Come on. God will cause you to rise. Things can be changed by a higher order. I'm going to tell you this. God, and I believe this, Wednesday night, a word came to me to speak over the house that God was going to heighten your awareness. See, there's stuff in your environment you're not aware of. Both good and evil. Some things you need to be aware of to avoid. It may look like gold, but it ain't gold. And there's some things in your environment look like it ain't worth nothing, but that's what the gold is. And God's going to heighten your awareness. You're going to see, you're going to hear things you've not heard before. Amen. There's a realm of the spirit you'll enter into where you'll be. See, Jesus in the crowd of people knew. He didn't have to ask questions. He knew men's hearts. When the woman touched the tassel of his garment, he felt virtue leave. In a crowd of thousands of people, he felt it. Said, who touched me? And the apostle, the disciples were confounded. Lord, you say, who touched you? Everybody's touching you. He said, no, someone touched me in faith because I sense virtue leave my body. Come on, there's a heightened awareness. Let me prophesy to you. Some of us on your job, God's going to give you insight. Come on, see, insight into things. I sense this right now. Insight into things that's going to eventually cause promotion. Amen. You see, Joseph, it wasn't him just interpreting a dream that promoted him. That was part of it. But read the rest of the story. He told Pharaoh what he needed to do. First 7 years, do this. Next 7 years, do this. And then Pharaoh said, is there anyone greater that we could put this gold chain around? You'll be only beneath me in my kingdom. See, he had a solution. God's going to keenly give you awareness that other people ain't going to see. Somebody receive that. All right. Let me say this too. We are going to live above the natural order of things. We will be able to defy facts and information that is contrary to or conflicting with truth. And by having wisdom, we'll be able to do this by having wisdom beyond our years. As I mentioned earlier, Sarah had beauty beyond natural beauty. It was not natural. The Lord was sustaining her beyond the natural said everything goes south, right? But God said, no, I'm going to sustain you with a beauty.
We are continuing in part 25 of The Faith Crisis, The Truth Makes You Free. Saints have to be disciplined with their thought patterns. The Word says in Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We have to first see by the Spirit. Then we must develop a passion for it and finally see it in our mind's eye. When we allow our faith to operate by the Spirit, we cancel out the negative thoughts that try to hinder the movement of God in our lives. Embracing truth over facts keeps the saints liberated and free.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.